We're ready. We're
okay.
Right.
Okay, we say the pledge first.
Pledge allegiance to the
flag, of the United States of America, and to the
republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's hard. I use the flag that Mark has there because I don't have another one posted, but for now, I guess that's what we have to do. We didn't meet in person yet because Mark said they weren't quite ready for it. So maybe the next meeting if we're lucky. So anyways, roll call, please.
Andy Cota.
Here.
Ron Sill.
I'm ready with the Star 6. Here.
Bruce Sill is excused. John Bittman.
Here.
Sal Frascino is excused. Heather Boughton.
Here. Here.
Okay. All right. Any additions or deletions and acceptance of the agenda? We have to add that meeting schedule on, do we not?
No, I sent that out because I didn't think Mark had it posted on the calendar. So I
just
a double check to make sure everybody had it.
Oh, okay, good. All right, so then we don't have to worry about that. Are there any additions, deletions, and do we have an acceptance of the agenda?
I move we accept the agenda as presented.
And I'll second that.
Okay. All right, so moved. Let's see. Now, the next thing we have is the acceptance of the minutes of December 12th, 2022. And December 15th of 2022. Let's go with the first one to begin with, December 12th, 2022. Do we have a motion on that to accept?
I make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Okay, John. Do we have a second? Second on December 12th, 2022's.
Yeah, I'll second that. Sorry, I couldn't get off mute.
Okay, Heather. All in favor of acceptance?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so there's nobody left to oppose. December 15, 2022. Do we have a motion? A motion to accept December 15, 2022.
Don't move, Ron.
Okay, Ron. Second?
I'll second it.
Okay, second, John. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Nobody aye. To say negative. Okay. We have public portion. Do we have anybody from the public would like to speak? And anybody from the public would like to speak? Okay. We have no one from the public would like to speak. Then we'll move on to correspondence. Do we have any correspondence, Dennis? Do we have anything to discuss there?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, so director's report. I suspect that Dennis has a few things. So, Dennis, your report, please.
Yes, sir. All right, well, let's start with we finished up our youth basketball program, and let's say it went rather well. We teamed up with Aunt Sonia for everything that we did, and it worked out real well. The numbers get straightened out when we add Aunt Sonia to the mix. So we had a very successful basketball program this year. Registration for Little League has been undertaken. The numbers are not really good, pretty much consistent for the way that things have been going. So we're working with Aunt Sonia once again, and our goal is to regionalize our baseball program as well. We're looking for our kids to get better at baseball, and we're looking for our teams to get better, and we're looking to play better games. I don't know. Personally, I don't think we could sustain that on our own. I think if we regionalize with Ansonia, we can make improvements that benefit both of us. Okay, and maybe we could get kids not run into the travel teams like they do, because our program, you know, appears to be weak. So, you know, that's our goal. Our goal is to strengthen our program so that we have better players playing better games. Okay, we'll keep you posted on that. Pop Warner has contacted me about a spring program of flag football. Okay, so their plan is to have a flag football team, at least one. I'm not sure about more than one, and play games in the fall, in the spring. I'm sorry, games in the spring. I have not heard anything as to success with the registration so far. We'll keep you posted on that as well. The Derby Veterans Community Center, doing quite well. Revenue wise, we are on the verge of setting another record this year. I'm just going to share with you yesterday. You guys may recall that I told you that because of our swim lesson program, that we had to open up on Sundays. So yesterday, which was Sunday, we did 41 one-on-one swim lessons, which is
unbelievable. Wow.
It really is. So, you know, I am stuck. Of course, I have to work the Sundays myself and my daughter. We don't have a budget for Sunday, and we don't have staff for Sunday. That's okay. We'll work that out eventually. But, you know, no chance that I'm calling off Sundays, because the swim teachers are locked in, man. And, it's the best day, of course. We knew that Sunday, this may happen with Sundays, and of course it did. So, in any event, the revenue's coming in. This program is rather exciting, and I don't know. I think it's going to pick up a little, to be honest with you, pre-summer. I think we're going to start even doing more, but that remains to be seen. In any event, it's going rather well. The community center itself, you know, we have some improvements that are needed. We have some information in with the capital plan, a situation that's trying to be created. We have, you know, some work that needs to be done at our health club for sure. Our locker rooms, other things that we are interested in for capital money requests would be resurfacing the basketball court up at the picnic row. New fencing at Bradley School. I haven't heard anything about the water park lately at Bradley School, so I don't have anything to say about that. I don't have any negative information. I just don't have anything to add to the fact that we are hoping to do that. Okay.
The money was approved for that?
Well, approved. I don't know that anything. I don't think anything's been approved, Ron. I know they were struggling to get that capital plan committee together. Okay.
Right.
To your knowledge, is it together? Do you know?
I don't know. You know, they're just starting to arrange it. They had one meeting. Nobody had a quorum there, so I don't know whether he put new people on.
It's going the way a lot of things are going. It's a struggle. So.
Right.
Yeah, huh. It's a struggle. So right now, so we got to hope that they can get that together so that they can start moving on this stuff. And
the seasons will be starting pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're, you know, we're going to be okay with our baseball teams that are starting up. Bradley School, preferably the new fencing, you know, we would have had it done for the upcoming spring season. Doesn't look that way. It's not.
How about the field itself? Is the field, the Public Works actually does the field, right?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I haven't talked to them yet. We got a couple of weeks. We got a couple of weeks now I was going to stop at Public Works today and set some kind of, program with some dates and some goals and whatnot. But I didn't go there today because I kind of felt that they would be getting ready for tonight. So I left them alone. But I'll be getting up with them on Monday or Tuesday to, set the ground works for, what we need to do to get ready. No, we're going to be fine. Our Ryan fields are turf, so they're fine. It really is the Bradley School field that is certainly going to need some improvements to the playing area as well. So that's what we're going to talk about immediately with Public Works.
Okay.
So once that's done, you know, we can play games there safely without really any problems. Whittick Park, as of right now, we're looking at a real pretty busy spring at Whittick Park. I got a women's team that has played there before that wants to play their home games there. Two men's teams in the Sunday morning bracket. The women's team would play Sunday afternoons. Of course, we are our people, our youth program, which normally is Tuesday and Thursday nights. If there's any change in that, I don't know so far. And Sonia, we're working with Aunt Sonia as well for the soccer program. Our numbers they're not good. And what our soccer people have found that, if they register and they sign up, say, I'm just going to give you an example. Say they have four teams and they have 15 kids on a team. Well, when they have their session on a Tuesday or a Thursday night, 15 kids on a team are not showing up. They're really, yeah. So they need some kind. They need help. And, we're knocking on the door with Aunt Sonia because, listen, their numbers are, for some reason, of course, they got more people. But their numbers are better than ours. They just flat out are. We need them more than they need us. But listen, they're willing to work with us and play games with us, which enhances our programs for both of us. So, I mean,
that sounds like the natural course of events with most of the youth sports that we're going to have to be combining with Aunt Sonia. So.
Yeah.
Hey, as long as it works and it gives our kids an opportunity to be on it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right now is the best thing. Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. We need better players playing better games. And I'm not, the last thing I want to do again is make fun of our kids because I'm not doing that or poking fun at them. Not at all. It's a struggle right now. Sports and Derby. I don't know if you guys are aware of how things went in the fall for us. Real bad. Okay. Real bad.
Hmm.
If you're interested in wins and losses, maybe you're not. I think it's important to play to win, of course. And I don't know. We went 0 in everything in the fall.
Wow.
We didn't win a Pop Warner game. We didn't win a high school game, soccer, boys, men, girls, whoever. We didn't win anything.
We won Powder Puff. And the Powder Puff girls won The Powder Puff Girls, I think, were the only team that won. No, seriously, they played Shetland, and I think they were the only team that won.
Okay.
Okay, you're right about that. They did. Okay, well, we'll hang our hat on that. In any event.
Well, at least Ansonia is very cooperative with us, and it sounds like you guys have a good working relationship, and that's going to be important because we need to get our students to as much field time, whatever the sport they play, as possible.
No question. Surprisingly, the kids, they hang in. They're there. We got our numbers straightened out with our football program. It doesn't seem to bother them like it bothers me. I don't know. I guess maybe they're kind of used to what's going on, but yeah. So listen, we got to work to improve a lot of things, and we got plans and we got some ideas. So let's see how we do. Okay. So I talked about, all right, Payton, we're back to full staff at Payton. We hired a gentleman named Mike Podpalucha. Mike is going to be our custodian with the emphasis on the mechanicals. He works for the old AFCO facility down in Stratford. He's a facility manager and a professional plumber. So he's, to me, he appears to be the right guy. And it's already working out rather well. He's helping us with some things that, you know, he's going to save us a lot of money. It's really, I'm looking forward to this. He's already doing a job on our water fountains for us that probably would have cost me $1,000 because we had to change things in all of them. So, and guess what? You know, we bought the equipment. We bought that online, and he's doing it. So
that's great.
Yeah, it is. It's going to help us out a lot. I don't really have anything else.
Hey, Ron, we didn't hear anything from the board about our suggestions for the Payton Park and the Payton Great Room, right? Board of Aldermen.
I was going to bring that up too, but since they don't have committees and we're not in charge of the agenda, all of a sudden, you know, we haven't discussed that. And really, wow, they'd have to discuss it at a full board meeting. We just got to try to get it on the agenda. But we need to do that because people have been coming to me saying they can't afford what it is right now for a little thing or for that. So we're losing out.
If you want to do something that's expensive, I'm gonna be doing an art exhibit on the 15th of next month. But I moved to another location because I said, you know, that's a losing proposition. Plus other things. So it's just as easy just moving it to the vets over on Seymour Avenue. So.
Right. Yeah. Now I'll push them again, you know, talk to Sarah, but we got to get it on. I don't even know if it's ever been brought to Sarah.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, okay. So
I know that, Mark Garfalo and I sat down so that I could provide to him some information for Sarah, so I kind of thought that committee was taken off.
No committee. No.
Maybe it has stalled.
No, they. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm here. I did pass it to them, and they did have at least one meeting.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
what committee is that?
It was the committee the mayor appointed. It was for that.
I thought John Pittman was on that.
And I never received any notification.
Right, Mark? Wasn't John on that?
Yeah, he was our rep.
I'm not sure who was on it, but But the mayor appointed the committee was just aldermen. And I think there were three aldermen.
Oh, okay. Because I thought somebody told me John was asked. John, will you actually be on a committee with the Board of Aldermen?
Yeah, I was supposed to be, but I never heard anything.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we put his name forward at the Board of Aldermen meeting, I remember. And then the mayor says, all right, I'm going to pick a committee. And I never heard back.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, I just wanted to know if there was anything up to, if we had anything up to speed on that. Okay. Dennis, well, anything else?
No, that's it.
Just so you know, I did send them that stuff, but I don't know. I'm not quite sure. They did have a meeting, but it was I forget when. I have to look back, to be honest with you. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
I'll get back to you, Chief, tomorrow.
All right, great.
We had
thanks.
A meeting about 2 days after we met and talked about it. So it was middle of December sometime. And like you say, it was just aldermen people, and they didn't have much information at that time to move forward. And after that, I have no knowledge of any further meetings.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Nothing else, Dennis?
Nope. That's it for me.
That was plenty. Don't get me wrong. I didn't mean to make that sound like you didn't do anything. That's a lot of stuff. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. Right. So I think the city should be pretty proud of the work that's getting done. As far as
there's some successes there. Very good. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Was the high school athletic director? He's not here. I didn't see him sign on, so I guess we're not going to hear from him this evening. So,
you do know that Teg resigned, correct? You know that?
Yep. I heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know. I thought I didn't know if they had a replacement or not.
Not yet. So what's going on now? Is I did hear from Matt, I can't think of his last name. The
Bradshaw?
Guy that was the AD.
Bradshaw?
Yeah, Matt Bradshaw.
Yeah, Bradshaw. Sorry. Yep.
Okay. So they enlisted Matt to assist through the spring. So he contacted me. And so that's what's going on. They recruited Matt Bradshaw to help out with this spring, upcoming spring season. That's really
good.
All.
Yeah.
So we should be okay. We should be okay with that.
I hope nobody has to translate my notes. I need a bigger piece of paper. I need a bigger piece of paper. Okay, so with that, I guess we move on to number 8, new or other business. Do we have any new or other business to come before the commission? If not, do we have a motion for something, Ron?
Yes, I'll make a motion to adjourn. That was good.
Oh, Ron is going to make a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second? We have a second for that?
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor of adjournment?
All right.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate the work you guys do. All right.
Thanks.
Have a good evening.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
All right. Bye bye now.